The Small Things, based in East Haven and Africa, partners with the Ungwaranga Orphanage, which cares for youngsters from birth to 5 years old. When they age out of the orphanage, some kids are able to move in with family members or live in foster homes, but most are sent away to boarding schools. Speaking from Tanzania, Executive Director Becca Ross Russell says that does not always work out well.
If they don't have anyone who's willing and able to take them, which the majority of the children we work with don't, they need another solution. So we're creating a children's village, and we've seen this model in a bunch of other places, and it's been very successful.
In its first phase, the Small Things plans to build family-style homes where up to 40 kids could live until they're 18 years old. The homes will be staffed by what are known in Tanzania as mamas. The project is being supported by Happy Family Organic Food Company and its CEO, Shazi Visram.
My father was born and raised in Tanzania, and actually when I started the business almost 10 years ago, I wanted to do something to also give back.
Most of the children end up at the orphanage after losing their mothers in childbirth. Others have been abandoned. But Ross Russell says it's important to remember that despite facing tragedy early in life, these are normal kids who just need a chance.
You know, it's very easy to sort of look at the pictures and think of them as being almost a whole different species, almost poverty porn. You know, it's very voyeuristic, look at these poor, starving children. And that's not how it is on the ground. These are happy, healthy kids. But at the end of the day, family is what these kids have lost, and family is really what they need to get back.
The project's long-term goal is for the village to house up to 100 children. Diane Orson, WNPR News.